anything that can happen over the next three games that can take away the sting of the season?
Start with the Arizona Cardinals. Come out, come back to work, go work hard to get a win against the Arizona Cardinals. This is a week-to-week business in a lot of different ways, and it's the only thing we can concentrate on right now.
So you're saying if you win and beat Arizona, that overcomes the 4-9?
I didn't say that. I said it's the only thing that we can work on is Arizona right now. I'm not worried about the sting of the last three or anything else. We can go out and we can compete hard and we can play this game to win. That's the only thing that we can do.
When you see the Cardinals and they lose like they did yesterday, 48-0, does it make them more dangerous to you? Do you? I know you're always going to say we don't overlook anybody, but that's a team that's reeling right now and they're you know.
Well, we've lost five games in a row, so. You know, we're worried about ourselves, not our opponents. You know, the fact that they struggled, they lost the game. You know, it's more about us and us ending our losing streak than anything that's happened to them or anything that they're going through right now. Jim, nobody feels sorry for anybody in the NFL. I'm just telling you.
Jim, as a coach, do you? Talking about the safe driving program options that players have in the NFL, throughout the NFL, you know, with the latest drinking incident. As a coach, do you provide another reminder to guys and get involved in any way in that regard?
Yes, we do an awful lot with our players, reminding them to make good decisions, and there's consequences for making bad decisions. You know, and not all consequences have to do with discipline within a team or on the field, the way that we've seen from some of these other incidents. You know, there's a lot of pressure being in the NFL. There's a lot of things that come up, but it's no excuse for bad decisions. And, you know, I think that, I don't know what else to say there. You know, there's, those things are avoidable. Players have a lot of options, tools at their disposal that they need to take advantage of, but it comes down to individuals making good decisions.
Did you guys get a little get away from the run game a little too fast in the second half yesterday, in retrospect?
No, I don't really think so. I think that Moore went to Green Bay doing a good job stopping it. We had a couple times where we ran on first and second down, left ourselves with a third down. We weren't able to get the third down. You know, that anytime they're stopping drives, and we were very efficient on third down in the first half, so we were keeping drives alive. But you know, when you're not able to keep drives alive, it's hard to consistently run the football. You're not getting earned first downs, you're not getting opportunities to stack one run on top of another, and I think that was probably more the case than anything else. We were still committed to it.
What was your reaction to your two players getting the celebration penalty after the second touchdown?
Not very smart. You know, I mean, the league is always given leeway for guys that make plays, as long as you're not taunting or suggestive or anything like that. You know, you can celebrate one person can Lambo leap, all the other stuff. But when you get into choreographed stuff, then they draw a line. It wasn't choreographed. It was one guy coming in and you know, just missing the moment right there, and not making a good decision, you know, not realizing the way it would be interpreted. And you know, we paid. I mean, it cost us 15 yards in field position. I thought Jason did a good job with his kick after that. We did a decent job on coverage after that, but it's still something that you know. I mean, that's easily avoidable. And sort of like Larry was talking about before, there's things that are avoidable. And you know, I think maybe I'll start to check some of my compliments for Joyke Bell.
As a coach, why don't you just tell guys, don't do the choreographed stuff?
I mean, well, it wasn't a.
I know that's not why I got it, but I mean, if he's not doing something, then there's no chance of that happening.
Yeah, I mean, there was a coach earlier this year that was going to donate money to charity every time. I mean, you know, here's the thing: emotion, excitement's part of this game. You know, and if your guys make touchdown and nobody high fives each other and they walk off the field, everybody's probably saying, you know, hey, they're playing with no emotion. They're not even happy. They're not even celebrating. So there's certainly a line there. We crossed that line. The line's specific in a rule book. You can't have two people with any kind of choreographed thing. And those two guys didn't get together and say, this is what we're going to do. It was just reacting to the moment. And that's a young player, particularly a guy like Joik, like I said, who has done some really good things for us this year and has done a good job of capitalizing on an opportunity. But it's things like that, it's a bad decision like that, that could potentially limit his opportunities, and we certainly don't want to see that happen.